Forget about that. Even on the negative scale, he doesn't have enough to refer to him as anything that can accomplish any type of goal or any type of... is calling these people terrorists. We have something like that happening. How do we respond to that? How do we behave afterwards? As believers that are here, alhamdulillah, the believers there, they know their takleef. They know what they're doing. They're on top of their game. There's already been a certain level of response, and there will be more, although the president here said nothing happened, which is the only way to approach this, because if something happened, there must be a response. Otherwise, it's going to be bad for the image. The only way to fix that problem is to say nothing happened. Just categorically deny anything happened. They know what they're doing over there. What are we supposed to do here? What's our responsibility? How are we going to deal with this? Some of the responses that I see of certain organizations in the U.S., different names, are doing. Honestly, when you look at the Quran and then you look at the behavior of these, they're still believers. I can't say they're not believers, but this behavior is not a behavior that you would see and expect from believers. You see that the wording seems to align them with the alliance of kufr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, Al-mu'minun wal-mu'minat ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. Believers are awliya of one another. And then it says, on the other hand, al-munafiqin wal-munafiqat ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. And then it says, with regards to the kuffar, different ways, ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd. Believer, brother, sister, hijab, beard, this marja, that marja, this scholar, that scholar, says, and then the response we see, it's aligned with the kuffar based on the language and the logic of the kuffar. What happened to you? If you don't want to make a worthy stand, take a worthy stance in this, at least you can just be quiet. Don't say anything. Sometimes not saying anything is better. It reminds me of the story of Amir al-Mu'mineen sending Imam al-Mujtaba and Ammar ibn Yasir to Kufa to gather troops for the Battle of Jamal. They gave a speech, Imam al-Mujtaba gave a speech explaining to the people the necessity of going to fight the people, the fitna in Jamal. Amir al-Mu'mineen had sent them. Ammar ibn Yasir spoke as well. Afterwards, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he got up. He said, I heard the Holy Prophet say, there will be a fitna after me. Don't say anything. Okay. Malik al-Ashtar, I believe, it was either him or Ammar ibn Yasir. I think it's Ammar ibn Yasir. Ammar ibn Yasir looked at him and said, you idiot. You just went against what the Prophet told you. He told you to be silent. You just spoke. Don't say anything. All right. Your speech, because his talk was for everybody to remain silent and not do anything. Don't take Amir al-Mu'mineen's side. Don't take the other party's side. Ammar said, you just went against what the Prophet told you. You were supposed to hush up. Some people, it's better for them to not say anything. It's better for them not to say anything because they don't know what to say. Where they're supposed to be afraid of Allah. Wallahu ahaqqu an takhshaw. There's no fear. When they're supposed to not fear, you're not supposed to fear the enemies, you're not supposed to fear the kuffar, they're afraid. Because of that fear, they take stances, they say things that they shouldn't. We live in this era, we are going through this period here. We need to understand one thing. We want to learn from the lady Fatima al-Zahra, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayha. In fitnas, in a fitna like this that we have, again, this is something that is recurring. Every time we have something, some people are saying, okay, you need to hush, hush, take down these pictures. Don't, these guys are considered terrorists here. Take them down. Why do you guys have them up? This is an Islamic institution. Yeah, that's exactly why these are up there, because it's an Islamic institution. It's going by the Quran. Okay. If it doesn't, you should question it, or you should question the understanding that we have of Islam and of the Quran. If you look at the Quran, these pictures should be here. لا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون مستبشرين ويستبشرون. They give good tidings, the shuhada, to those who have not joined them yet, that there's no khawf and there's no huzn. Shuhada speak to us. We've got to remember them. That's our job. We have this responsibility. So it's important to understand. Some people say, okay, hush up, don't say anything, let's not talk about this. We're living here, this part of the world, that's for them. Let's just, you know, taqiyya time. This, that. What is this? Is this from Fatima to Zahra? Is this from the Quran? Is this from the Ahadith? Is this Imam al-Husayn? Is this Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas? What type of approach is this? Where's this coming from? Show me a verse in the Quran that says this. Don't stop making up history about Imam Sadiq's time or Imam Baqir's time or whichever of the Imam's time, trying to, God forbid, suggest and propose the notion that they were cowards. Al-Ayyadu Billah. The one lesson I want to talk about, I want to analyze, inshallah, over the coming nights, some of the events that took place. It's important that we do that. But the one clear message I want to briefly talk about tonight, Thursday nights we generally have a shorter speech. There's one clear message that the lady Fatimatu Zahra in that event has. A fitna, when a fitna like this comes, the enemies of Islam want a certain response from you. Whether it's the kuffar or the munafiqeen, want a certain response from you. What is that response? The response is silence. We're doing this wrong thing. You guys just suck it up. Just take it. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. This is what the kuffar and the munafiqeen want. What is the cost? What is the response, if you go ahead and go against that, what is it? The worst response that you can get is what the lady Fatima to Zahra got. She was beaten savagely, injured in a way that led to her martyrdom over the course of a couple of months. This is the worst they can do. There's less than that. They can take. They took things from her too. They took Fadak from her, right? First step was they took Fadak from her. The biggest piece of land that she had, all that wealth, it's pretty much taking everything she had. What does she have? The wedding clothing that she was given by the Prophet, she gifted that, she gave that away. Everything else she had, she gave away. The only piece of land that she had was this, all of it was taken. That's something, you have business, you have work, you take away that occupation of yours, take away your business, take away your whatever you have in your bank accounts. This is not the worst thing. That was the first thing they did. Next thing is they can imprison you, torture you, give you something, give you cancer, whatever. We've experienced that here. This is not new to you, right? People here have experienced that. And then it takes your life. You're dead. That's the reason. What do? The lady Fatima al-Zahra shows that no, we don't take that approach, even if it means they're going to take away what belongs to us. They're going to take away our life. You don't remain silent. You don't do what they want. The Quran says, لا تطع الكافرين and المنافقين. The Quran says both of them. لا تطع. Don't follow them. They want something, don't do what they want. They want something, don't do they want what they want. They want this individual here and that individual there, Haj Qasim Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, to be seen as terrorists. And if you don't want to see them as such, just shut your mouth. Don't talk about it. What they did, the military here conducted an act of terror. The same way that it's been doing. It's not the first time. It's not going to be the last time. The military here is an establishment of the Taghut, of the Pharaoh of the time. This is what it's going to do. This is what it's done, it's been doing, and will continue to do. These individuals were standing up to the plots that were created. As the leader mentioned a couple days ago, Haj Qasem Soleimani has been the central figure in making sure the Zionist American plots in the region do not succeed. Military plots, they tried it in Syria, in Yemen, in Palestine for years. In Lebanon, the one who supplied them with weapons to defend themselves legitimately, the Palestinians, the Lebanese, the Syrian, the Iraqis. The central figure is this person, standing against the injustices. These are things they don't want for them to be said. These individuals stopped them. They succeeded. They angered them to an extent that when they came as diplomats, or he came, Haj Qasem Soleimani came as a diplomat to Iraq, to the civilian airport in Baghdad, leaving the civilian airport in Damascus, upon the request and invitation of the Iraqi government, Adel Abdul Mahdi mentioned, we invited him, he was our guest. They took him out. What do they want you to do? What do they want? They're taking down Facebook. Some people think Facebook, oh, it's social media, you get to put whatever you want. We can check Facebook for me to know. These moments, they take down accounts that they see are producing material that is not in line with their want, their desire. They take it down. Censorship, like it doesn't go according to the rules of our community. What are the rules of the community? Go according to the rules of the Taghut. Daesh, you said, used social media, the same accounts. You said, the US government said, the media said, they use social media to create lone wolves in the US, in Europe, and elsewhere. So that means they use these. You didn't shut them down. They produced their material, they distributed their material, they did whatever, you didn't take them down. These guys are putting up material that you don't like, you take them down. That means you like that, you wanted that, you don't want this, you take down whatever you want. The Lady Fatima Zahra, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, tells us this. You want to do something to take my life? Alhamdulillah. That's what we want. We want shahada. We want martyrdom. We want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in blood. We want that. You're not threatening me of something that I dislike, that I don't want. You want to take my stuff? Fi sabilillah, ya Allah, you gave it to me through these enemies, you're taking it. Perfectly fine. What you're doing is not good for you, but for me, losing this for Allah, nothing wrong with it. Not afraid of that. This is an important message, brothers and sisters. We can't do Fatimiyya and miss this very clear message of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra. Very clear. When she stood behind the door, they said what they're going to do. So don't block the door. Open the door. Let us in. Otherwise, we'll burn it down. What do you do? them burn it. We're going to stand behind the door. They took Ali. She got up. Is the job done? No. She's going to run after Ali. One account says in the street, she grabbed a hold of Ali to try to stop them from taking him. You're going to get beaten. Bismillah. That's fine. Bismillah, wa billah, wa fi sabilillah. Let's go. And still it wasn't done. She went to the masjid as well. I don't know what type of injury it caused. Allah gave her a couple of months. She still did her job. Inshallah, we'll analyze. The crying that you've heard she did day and night was not out of pain or because of feeling depression or any of that. No, Fatimah al-Zahra, are you kidding me? Do you know who you're talking about? Don't lower her to our level. She's doing it because she sees it as a responsibility. She doesn't want that to be forgotten, what they did to Ali. Her being upset at them for what they did to Ali, she's not going to be silent. 2.5 months of struggle. Struggle, 2.5 months in pain. Did she not know that's coming? She did. The Prophet told her. Amir al-Mu'mineen was told, you think it was easy for Ali? Amir al-Mu'mineen, watching that before him, is that easy? The Prophet told him. He said, be patient. He mentioned a number of things. One of them was this, one of the last ones, I believe, or maybe the last one. They will do this to Fatima. Be patient. Amir al-Mu'mineen broke down there. In front of the Holy Prophet, he couldn't. You see, he broke down in tears. He was patient. Patience doesn't mean that he didn't feel bad about the way she's been treated. Patience was to take that. He saw that. It was difficult. He took it. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is taklif. The root of the problem, when people say, don't talk about these things, don't talk about these people, don't mention these figures, is not because Allah said it. It's not in the Quran. It's not because the Ahlul Bayt said it. It's not in the words of the Ahlul Bayt or in the conduct of the Ahlul Bayt. And if you think the word taqiyya is going to cover it up, taqiyya has nothing to do with this. Absolutely nothing. At-taqiyya tu tursul mu'min. Turs means shield. Someone in the battle is going to have a shield. Someone who's laying back, relaxing, counting their money, how many properties they have, what's the next one they can buy, when they can sell this one, buy another one in somewhere, wherever, what car they can buy. That's not taqiyya. Taqiyya is tursul mu'min. You're fighting and you're battling in the way of Allah. Taqiyya, yeah, there's a meaning to it. That's not what that means. The source of it is not any of that. It's not the words of the Ahlul Bayt. It's not the conduct of the Ahlul Bayt. All of the Ahlul Bayt are shuhada. Their companions, great companions, were shuhada, or their lives were in danger. It stems from fear. It stems from fear. It stems from love of the dunya. It comes from wanting to be here. Be here, you want to enjoy the luxuries, you want to be like everybody else, you want them to accept you. Unfortunately, some organizations want the establishment here to accept them. I don't understand where that comes from, except for what I just mentioned, and worse than that. That's not even fear. Fear is a little different. When you want acceptance, approval from the establishment of the Fir'aun. You want the Fir'aun to approve of you. Recite the salawat, please. Wanting approval from Iblis, from Shaitan, has nothing to do with fear has everything to do with. We say another salawat. We're going to go through these fitan. The lesson to learn from the Lady Fatima Zahra, let's work on it. Let me mention one last thing about this. The Lady Fatima Zahra is on one hand. Why is it that she's the only one that stands behind the door? Have you ever asked that question? I'm sure you have. I think the answer is pretty obvious. Nobody else came forward. Nobody else came forward. Nobody else was there. They came to the door. They were able to make it to the door of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Khalifa, the real Khalifa of the Holy Prophet. They were able to make it there. Nobody blocked them from getting there. Why? The notion that, oh, these guys are kuffar or this or that, that's all to make yourself feel good and think that we're not like them. No. These are the same ones that if you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are true believers. The Quran says, look at, there's a number of references, it's not one. How many people were in the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen besides the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Hassan al-Husayn, Amir al-Mu'mineen? A couple others, according to what's been mentioned. Salman, Miqdad, Abu Dhar apparently. According to some accounts, Zubayr at that point was there as well. A few people. Why didn't the others come? These were good believers. They're better than me. These people, some of them split whatever they had with another believer. I have never given away 50% of whatever I earn, I own. Whatever that is. But 50% is half of everything you own. Give it, because the Prophet said, I haven't done that. They left everything behind in Mecca, migrated to Medina, left everything behind. They went to the battle of Badr, they went to the battle of Uhud, they went to the battle of Ahzab or Khandaq. I haven't done that. These are the same people. The battle of Hunayn, they were with the Prophet. These people are the people, they didn't come. Fatima al-Zahra came, they didn't come. That's why. We have that choice too. You can either come and then meet the Lady Fatima al-Zahra. I envy these shuhada. Definitely, they didn't leave this realm without being greeted by the Lady Fatima al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen. They saw them. That's clear to me. One way or another, they definitely. They were welcomed by Imam al-Husayn, Sayyid al-Shuhada. That's one choice that we have. The other choice that we have is to be like the others who didn't come. Didn't come. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, help me. I mean, we're vulnerable. We're all vulnerable. We live in a material realm, in a very material culture. 24/7 we are bombarded with materialism. We leave our house. Everything is calling to buy me, to look at me, to want me, to desire me. For the heart not to get attached to that. To willingly say, Ya Allah, it's yours, take it. It's difficult. Inshallah, the Lady Fatima al-Zahra helps us. It's surprising, we are talking about a shaheedah, When you do Fatimiyya, you're speaking of a shahida, someone who was martyred in the way of Allah, that went against an unjust authority. We're willing to do that for historic context and condemn those who didn't side with her. And then now we're not willing to side with someone in the contemporary context who's doing the same. If anything, we should ask ourselves, why aren't we doing the same? The very least we can do is to say, we're with these guys. We're not with their opponents. We're not on the other side. Inshallah. Sallallahu alayki. Ya binta Rasulillah. Let's take our hearts to Medina. Try to close your eyes and picture yourself there. Those who have been, those who haven't been, just, I'm sure you've seen pictures. One of the things that happens when you go is that you know where the Prophet is and where you can visit him. And you know where the A'imma are in Baqi to visit them. But you just wonder about where the grave of the Lady Fatimatu Zahra salawatullahu salamuhu alayha is. You walk this way and that way. Is it here? Is it there? Although you're physically there, you still feel this distance, this barrier of not knowing where she is. As-salamu alayki. Ya mumtahanatum. امتحنك الله قبل أن خلقك فوجدك لما امتحنك صابرا صلى الله عليك أيتها الصديقة الشهيدة صلى الله عليك أيتها مغصوبة حقها المكسورة ضلعها روحي فداك يا أمة May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved Lady Fatimatu Zahra. Sallallahu alayhi. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. روحي فداك I don't know how you were able to be patient and see what you saw before you. The champion of Khaybar. لا فتى إلا علي لا سيف إلا ذو الفقار. The champion of Badr in Hunain. Is watching the Mal'oons coming behind his door. Fatima is supposed to go behind the door. Ya Ali. Ruhi fadak. Look at the ghurba of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the only one to come and stand there is the lady Fatima al-Zahra. I'm sure the lady Fatima al-Zahra, when the mal'oon kicked the door, could have said, Ya Ali, khudni. But she didn't want him to get involved. She said, Ya fiddatu khudini. Ruhi fidak. I think the lady Fatima al-Zahra was more worried about how Ali feels. As soon as she got back, she said, Aina Ali? Where's Ali? Ruhi fadak. Where were you? People of Medina, are you watching this? This is the daughter of the Prophet. Ya Allah, ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen, wa say'alamu al-lazina zalamu, ayyamun qalabin yanqalibun. Allahumma inna nas'aluka wa nadu'uk, bismika al-azim al-a'zam. بالزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بك يا الله 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 يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك والله حسن the return of our imam. Allow us to be his true and close companions, Ya Allah. Help all those who are helping your cause. Ya Allah, help especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader, Ya Allah. Forgive us all of our sins. Forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We all have hajat, we have needs, we have requests. We ask you by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, the right of the Lady Fatima al-Zahra, that you grant all of us and all believers worldwide their hajat, their needs, their requests. Allah, we ask you by the right of the Imam of our time that you relieve all the people of the world of the oppression they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih. رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات.